Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is expressing concern over the immigration raid stretching from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. Nungesser says the one-size-fits-all approach is the wrong approach and there needs to be a better solution.
I hope we can come up with a way where we get rid of all the bad people, but we have a little compassion for some of these people that have families here, that have been here, that we can see a path to not just pulling them out their home and deporting them.
Tickets go on sale today for the 2026 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Producer and director Quint Davis says what makes Jazz Fest unique is that it takes place during daytime hours.
The hours of the festival is 11 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. And then at night, you can go out and boogie around town.
The 2026 Jazz Fest takes place at the Fairgrounds Racecourse April 23rd through May 3rd, but not the Monday through Wednesday in between. Nike selects LSU as the first school for its new Blue Ribbon Elite NIL program. Now, whereas companies like Nike have partnered with athletic programs for decades, this new venture by Nike partners with the athletes themselves in a robust targeted marketing campaign for its products. Zach Greenwell, LSU's Deputy Athletic Director, Director for External Affairs, says being the first chosen for this new venture is a tremendous honor.
I think we're the envy of a lot of people around the country to be able to launch this program with them. And we know they'll work with other teams as they go, but our first immediate thoughts are how can we grow this?
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.